Island of Goats and Dreams, tiny Tilos in the Aegean, welcomes refugees with open arms tucked away in a quiet corner of the Aegean. Tilos is an island of crimson bougainvillea cascading over whitewashed houses, ancient stone terraces and goats, lots of goats. For years its main claim to fame was a cave in which the remains of pygmy elephants, the last to roam Europe, until around 4,000 years ago were discovered by paleontologists. But Tilos has now earned a new distinction as a place that has actively welcomed refugees fleeing the war in Syria. Islanders say their decision to embrace a dozen refugee families, around 70 people in total, offers an example to the rest of Greece, where more than 60,000 refugees from Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan and other countries languish in limbo in camps, waiting to be granted asylum and allowed to settle in other countries. We think that the arrangement we have here could be a model that could be exported to the rest of Greece and the whole of Europe, Maria Kama, the mayor, said in her office in Megalohorio, the tiny capital of Tilos, a village that clings to the slopes of a craggy mountain beneath the ruined castle. If a little island like ours can support 12 families, then others can do the same, in proportion to their population. Bigger communities can take larger numbers. We can solve the refugee problem, the mayor told the Telegraph. Maria Kama, the mayor of Tilos, has welcomed the refugee families. The number of refugees settled in Tilos may seem small, but in proportion to the island's resident population, which is barely 500, it is significant. Unlike the miserable camps in other parts of Greece where refugees have nothing to do, so southeast on Tilos are becoming integrated into the fabric of daily life.